American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. More finger pointing in the Democrat Party as to why they lost the election, this time from leftist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who said, quote, "It should come as no great surprise that a Democratic Party which has abandoned working class people would find that the working class has abandoned them." The Hill reports the comment came in a statement yesterday. Others blame President Joe Biden for not exiting the race sooner. According to the outlet Mediaite, the New York judge who oversaw Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan is considering tossing his felony convictions, CNN reports. Trump was convicted in May on 34 counts of falsifying business records related to payments made to former adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump is set to be sentenced in the case on November 26th, but whether the hearing will happen is now being decided by Judge Juan Merchan. Steve Dace, program host at The Blaze, joined Jenna Ellis in the morning. He said the pro-life movement can do better since Trump and Republicans had the worst messaging regarding pro-life of any Republican nominee ever.
You can't cut your nose off despite your face. You can't say, well, I'm okay with my daughter being raped by an illegal alien and maybe murdered because I don't like Trump's pro-life messaging. I mean, she's just as dead as your unborn daughter. That's stupidity. What you're going to have to do is show that our issue went. And whoever these people now claiming to be pro-life leaders can need to show, Jenna, they can do more than a march in January. They can do more than that, okay? That they can...
He said they need to go to work.
Compel a Republican governor in Missouri to get off his rear end and stop that abortion amendment so it doesn't lose by a point and a half, all right? That they can actually do the work of a full-time governor in Florida, maybe. Maybe they've got all this money they raise and all this stuff they do, that maybe they can be as successful when this is supposedly all they do.
He went on to say that the pro-life movement needs clout. Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz couldn't even beat Donald Trump in his home county, according to the New York Post. President-elect Trump's overwhelming win saw him net almost 50% of the vote in Minnesota's Blue Earth County, where Walz's family lived for 20 years before he was elected governor. Donald Trump's near sweep of Texas border counties shows a shift to the right for Latino voters, according to the Texas Tribune. Trump captured 55% of Latino voters in the state, according to exit polls. He also won 14 of 18 counties within 20 miles of the border, a Democrat stronghold. This number doubled his 2020 performance in the Latino-majority region of South Texas. Colleges and universities have provided students coping mechanisms during this election week, some reportedly to help with general stress, others to help with upset over which candidate wins. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
One is Georgetown University, where students were offered, quote, self-care suites on Tuesday, in which they could play with Lego blocks, doodle in coloring books, and drink milk and cookies, according to the New York Post. The University of Oregon has made use of therapy animals this week, including therapy goats, dogs, and Quactavius the therapy duck, according to Campus Reform. Still others include Virginia Tech, the University of Michigan, and Syracuse University, to name a few. We're told they offer a combination of yoga, stretching, and even rock balancing activities. Harvard also lets students hang out with Sunshine the puppet, according to the College Fix. Matt Lamb is associate editor with the College Fix. He tells AFN that even before Tuesday's election results, schools were getting ready.
They were preparing their students for a meltdown, basically. At some places, really serious, like at George Washington University, they were locking down the campus for fears of violence. Now, D.C. is 92% Democrat, so I don't think they were really worried about, you know, Republicans committing violence last night, let's just say. And at other elite universities and not elite universities, they were offering either last night or today, calming spaces.
Lamb said he thinks these institutions are treating students like children. He said these safe spaces started around the time Trump came into the political picture about 10 years ago.
Sometimes your candidate wins, sometimes they lose.
He said life goes on, and that's part of adulthood.
See more at afn.net.